In Egypt, clashes between the police and protesters have left at least 50 people injured in the capital, Cairo. The scuffles broke out after the police stormed the camp outside the cabinet building and beat up one protester. Hundreds of angry protesters took to the streets following the incident. Bahrain's public prosecutor has ordered prominent blogger Zainab Al-Khawaja to remain in custody for a week for questioning. She and another female protester were arrested near the capital Manama on Thursday while staging a sit-in along with several others. Police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse them. French financial officials have mockingly criticized the economic situation in Britain. The French finance minister, François Baroin, says that the state of the British economy is, quote, very worrying. He said France is in better shape. The French central bank chief, Christian Noyer, said ratings agencies should downgrade Britain. In the Netherlands, an independent inquiry has revealed that tens of thousands of children have been sexually abused by Catholic priests since 1945. It also identifies 800 priests who have allegedly abused minors. The Roman Catholic Church has been rocked by thousands of sex abuse scandals in recent years. Moscow has proposed a draft resolution to the UN regarding the Syrian unrest. Russian officials say the text addresses the need to stop the violence, which has killed thousands since the beginning of the year. It also urges the governments and the opposition to work together towards reform. Public transport workers in Italy have staged a strike against austerity measures in several cities. Trade unions are staging a series of walkouts to be continued into next week. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mario Monti has won a vote of confidence in the parliament's lower house for his multi-billion dollar austerity package. Yemeni Nobel Peace Laureate Tawakkol Karman has accused Saudi Arabia of attempting to destabilize Yemen. She has called on the United Nations Security Council to refer the killing of Yemeni protesters by Ali Abdullah Saleh's forces to the International Criminal Court. Yemen has witnessed anti-regime protests during the past 10 months. And finally, the Israeli Navy has shot and injured a Palestinian fisherman in the Gaza Strip. The 45-year-old sustained moderate injuries to the legs after an Israeli vessel opened fire on his boat. Israeli forces have detained and harassed dozens of Gazan fishermen in recent days.